Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Donna Foster Dotson, and I'm the general manager of the Prince George's Film Office.
And we are here talking about the Prince George's County Film Festival, which is going to arrive this Thursday, September 22nd through Sunday, September 25th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right, we can get into the lineup in a second, but first let's start big picture stuff. You know, like how long has PG County been doing the film fest? How long has it been around?
This is the first inaugural film festival that we're hosting. We have a vibrant film community. And so we just thought it was a good opportunity to not only showcase our film at local filmmakers, but provide an opportunity from filmmakers, you know, around the country and internationally to showcase their films here in Prince George's County. It also kind of spotlights Prince George's County because our film environment has grown tremendously because we have a lot of locations that are perfect for filmmakers looking to do their films.
Awesome. Yes. And before we dive into the lineup, I got to say, on a personal note, a lot of my self-guided film education came in Prince George's County, you know, went to University of Maryland and then down at the Prince George's Plaza, you know, the library there. What is it down at Delphi Road?
Yes. The archives. It's a branch of the archives.
Yeah. Well, there's that. But then there's an actual public part of the public library system. But anyway, without further ado, what do we got? Let's go into the lineup in order.
It's a 4-day event. It has virtual screenings every day. We start off the festival at MGM National Harbor, which is one of the crown jewels of Prince George's County. And we have an opening ceremony, which will be our ambassador, Chad Coleman, will be helping us kick it off to talk about what we're doing, why we're here, as well as, you know, talk about a new short film that he's working on. We're also going to showcase one of our local filmmakers, Harold Jackson, who has filmed several films here in Prince George's County and is from Prince George's County.
That's awesome. So the conversation with Chad Coleman is on opening night on Thursday at MGM National Harbor.
Yeah.
And then when's the second film that you just mentioned?
Yes. So it's called The District, and it's done by, and they will be screening that evening as well. And it is done by a local filmmaker, Harold Jackson.
And it's called, I remember Harold Jackson. I think he's been part of the DC Black Film Fest a couple times, if I'm not mistaken, over with Kevin Sampson. But talk about what the movie is about. It's called The District, you said?
Yes. And so basically it takes a look at the lives of some local, they're actors, but it takes a look at their life and how they go about their daily living.
Awesome, awesome. And then, of course, I'm sure there's since you're at MGM National Harbor, I'm sure there's going to be some good networking, cocktail hour, that kind of stuff.
Yes, and it's followed by a networking reception, and and so we'll have, you know, that's our kickoff for the evening. We'll have a spectacular view of the National Harbor, which again is a showcase for the county.
Awesome, and just before we move off of that first day, Thursday. I remind everyone, you're going to have a convo with Chad L. Coleman, but remind everyone, how we know him, special HBO show in Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was he starred in The Wire, and he also was, Tyrese in The Walking Dead.
Yes, absolutely. And in The Wire, he was also Cuddy. I think his name was Cuddy. Was he the one that ran the boxing gym, I think?
That I don't know. I don't know that. Let me see. I'm not sure. But he also starred in the remake of The Roots as well.
Oh, right. The recent one when they redid The Roots. Yes. Awesome. Yes. Well, yeah. So reputation precedes him. So that's going to be great. You'll learn a lot listening to him. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So that's an awesome first night on Thursday.
Yeah. And then we move down to the Sunset Room at National Harbor, where we have a host of panels ranging from taking a look at the future of films. And in that panel, we're going to take a look at all the different new trends in filmmaking. We're going to talk to producers and directors regarding, you know, lights, camera, action. And so what that's going to talk about is the art of producing and directing. We also have The Perfect Eye, where we talk about the latest trends in cinematography. And then we take a look at writing for the visual visual arts with a panel discussion called Pen in Hand. And that panel is will have a local filmmaker, Felicia Pride, who's a former Bowie professor, and they will just talk about their craft and writing. We also have the Art of the Pitch, where we have someone from PBS and BET talk about, you know, how do you go about selling your ideas? And then we're going to wrap up the evening with a networking session where everybody can get to talk about what they're doing and exchange ideas.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's a action-packed Friday there. And you said it's going to be at the Sunset Room at National Harbor.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Yeah. Well, lots of good panels there. Lots of good ideas for, you know, aspiring or working filmmaker screenwriters. That's great. All right. And then moving right along to day three on Saturday, September 24th. What do we got there?
Oh, so Saturday, we move over to Bowie State University, which has a very growing film and animation department. And we're going to take a look at the trends in animation. And we're going to take a look at technology, storytelling, and just talk about 3D, 2D, and stop motion animation, because as you know, the wave of the future is things to be animated. Because nowadays you can be filming in Prince George's County, but with the right technical setup, you can look like you're in Paris. So we're going to take a look at those. And then we're also going to screen some of the animations that were submitted to the film festival. So we can take a look at some of the works of the filmmakers locally and across the country and take a look at some of their work. Then we're going to follow that up with a panel discussion sponsored by the Washington Area Attorneys, Lawyers for the Arts and WALA. And they're going to take a look at entertainment law. And, you know, what do you do? What are some of the things that you need to take a look at? Copywriting, trademark, funding, and business organization. And we're going to follow that up with what's called homegrown screenings. And there we're going to take a look at four different films that were done, again, highlighting locally produced movies and filmmakers from here in the county. And then we are going to go into distribution. We're going to take a look at what do I do with my films once I've gotten them done? How do I get them out there in the universe for everybody to see? And that's going to be paneled by Megamind's Tressa Smallwood and attorney Morris Wright. And then we're going to have a panel that talks about all about the money. It takes money to do these films and just some options and some ideas that talk about, you know, how to get some funding for our films.
I love it. I love it. And I love that last one you're mentioning. I love the title, Must Be the Money, Financing Your Film, All About the Benjamins. You were able to combine Nelly and Puff Daddy in the same title. I love it. All right. And then Sunday, September 25th, closing it all out. I guess we're back at National Harbor, right?
We're back at MGM National Harbor, and we're going to close out the day with a brunch followed by an award ceremony where we will award our filmmakers. And we have, five categories: the best of feature, the best of narrative, the best of animation, the best of shorts, and then we have a best of the festivals. So we'll be making the awards to the winners of each of those categories. We received over 106 submissions for the film festival, and we selected about 40 that will be available to be viewed virtually. And then from those 40s, we'll select a winner in each category. And then we're very excited about our closing panel, which is called Revolution in Film. And we're going to take a look at how filmmakers have brought history to light and how they use their craft of filmmaking to highlight things that are going on socially. And so we're very excited about the fact that we have Tina Knowles and Richard Lawson to talk about their new film.
And that's called Black Terror?
Yes, Black Terror, yes. And we are also going to have Tressa Smallwood, who is scheduled to do a film in November, which is being filmed here in Prince George's County, called Greenwood Avenue, which takes a different spin on a look at the Tulsa, Oklahoma riots from the perspective of a lawyer who was doing some research to help some of the plaintiffs' relatives. And it's just an interesting look on that tragic event.
Oh, yeah. And thanks so much. Every time we get a chance to highlight that event, we should. I know it was in, what was it? They tackled it in the HBO's, you know, the Regina King, yeah. The Watchmen. And there was a great Dawn Porter documentary about it. What was it? Last summer or something. What was it called? Tulsa in the Red Summer. Something like that.
There's been quite a few, but this one will have a very interesting spin to it. And it is being filmed here in Prince George's County, although the actual location is Tulsa. We have such a wide range of locations where you could be in Prince George's County. But again, some of our locations look like different places around the country, and you don't have to travel and you can be right here.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yes. Come out and check out that. Not only, I guess, you know, to close out the festival, but, you know, to highlight a something that's not highlighted enough in our freaking history books. You know, we gotta keep exploring this history, bring it to light. Yep. Great. Well, anything, I have enough, plenty to work with as far as the festival, I guess. What about like ticket information? I guess, can they get?
So if you go to Prince George's Film, .org, is that correct?
PGFilmFestival.org. Yeah.
Yes. And you, it can show you how you can click on purchase passes. A VIP pass is $125, and that gives you access to all of the panels and events associated with the film festival. And then you can purchase another pass, which gives you access to all of the workshops.
That's awesome.
And the virtual screenings.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much for doing this. I guess sort of in closing, talk about, I mean, this is the inaugural one, the very first time you're doing this. So talk about how, I mean, I guess the hopes is to keep doing this every year, right?
Yes, we're very optimistic that the film festival is going to be a tremendous success. And again, it's an opportunity for us to engage our film community and to bring in filmmakers from other parts of the country so they can take a look at what Prince George's has to offer them as a location to film their films. You know, and even you can, you know, you go to Washington, D.C. and you want to see the Capitol and the monuments. But there's a process in D.C. because of it, you know, the situation of where it is. It's federal, it's local, it's just a lot of layers there. But you can come to Prince George's County, and what we do here is we try to help you, you know, navigate the system so that you can take your time to focus on your creative.
Right, exactly. You don't want to deal with all that red tape, but you come cross right over the river, and Prince George's Film Festival is where it's at. Yeah. Well, great. And I'm telling everyone, you can tell just by, you know, MGM National Harbor is behind it. And I mean, the locations that you're doing this is going to be a big deal. So everybody come get in on the ground floor and see the very first one. I'm sure it's going to be a tradition that continues for many years to come. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this. We love having you on TOP, and let's do it every year.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.